Are you ready?
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
You all know exactly who I am.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Why are you staring at me like that?
I thought we were going to see the full spread, didn't you, Nick?
What? Oh, my chicken?
Yeah, I thought your little...
You want to see a tub of dry-ass chicken?
Is that warm now?
Feel free. Yeah, I warmed it up.
And your lettuce is still crispy?
The lettuce is still cold.
Does it stink like yesterday?
When cold meets hot, it gives it what yesterday. You got.
That's what Joel said.
I said what?
You said my food stank yesterday?
Yeah. Yesterday it did. It had a stench to it.
It's literally just frozen Tyson chicken.
Thank God your wife took care of you last night, because, man, I'm telling you what, the...
Nick was so right about how miserable I felt when I ate this.
And then we had the discussion of, like, if you could put some kind of remotely healthy flavoring sauce to it, like lemon pepper or something. She did you right there.
Yeah, she did. She hooked me up.
So we got Chuck waiting, and I want to get to Chuck. But before we do this, I just want to, you know, we talk a lot about hardcore sports and things like that, and we also have a lot of fun on this show. But the one story that I caught that caught my eye the other day that I wanted to bring up just for a shout-out in a lot of ways to how good people can be. So we know that about a month ago there was a story in Houston, whether you saw it or not, but two HPD officers were trying to stop a burglary in progress and got shot, were injured, one even more severely than the other. But one of those officers... Ronnie Cortez was done up pretty bad and is going to have a long road to recovery. And his daughter plays softball for Boston College. And a couple of neat things here. One, the Boston PD started raising money for their family. Two, when the daughter had to get to Houston as soon as possible to see her dad, they gave her an escort to the airport, made sure she got to the plane, then HPD picked her up to get her where she needed to go, which I thought was awesome. They raised like $2,000 or $3,000 for her. But then they had a back the blue day as one of the last regular season games for Boston College's softball team. And as I said, his daughter plays for them. And she was just overwhelmed by the support as all these Boston PD officers came out to watch the game and support her. And this is when... For whatever you believe in, the higher power, whatever you believe in, fake, karma, whatever. Last inning, down a run, one runner on base, and Officer Cortez's daughter comes up and goes yard to win the game.
Nice.
Home run wins the game, and you're like, you know what? That's when you know the world can be a pretty good place at times.
Yeah, that's
pretty cool. So that was a pretty cool story.
Yeah.
So without further ado, we'll get back into the meat and potatoes of real sports. But Chuck has been holding in northern Houston. He wants to talk about the Rocket Spurs. What's up, Chuck?
What's up, guys?
Hola.
Chuck, did you call yesterday to say that they were going to come out free and easy, free stroking, and win the game?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure they're going to win the series. But I think you see San Antonio getting kind of old. And I just don't know. The Rockets have... There's just no pressure on them. Where San Antonio is just really old.
I just wanted to make sure it was you because I gave you mad props at the start of the show. I called you out by name to give you the props you deserved because you called the show yesterday and you made sure we knew that. So good job by you.
I appreciate it. But I got a question I was listening to what y'all were saying about series predictions, and I heard Barry say he predicted the Spurs over the Rockets because of numbers, which I agree with. But then he's taking Toronto over Cleveland because of numbers. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, well, I did that because after the All-Star break in the East, Toronto had the best record in the East. And the Cavs had the worst record in the East. And Toronto did that playing good competition and without Kyle Lowry. So, yeah, you heard that right.
So you just threw out the fact that LeBron's 22-2 in second round series?
Yeah, because nothing in the past matters.
That did cross your mind?
Like, the Raptors aren't getting in a time machine and going back to play him.
Well, you're right. But hey, I just thought you went lazy AJ on us.
No, I thought you were giving us a hot take. No. I'm not trying to do hot takes. If Toronto would have just been meh after the All-Star break, then I probably would have stuck with the Cavs. But as bad as the Cavs played post-All-Star break, and as good as the Raptors played, I had the Raptors going all the way to the finals.
I see it, man. I agree. That's all I wanted to know. And, hey, if y'all want to see a funny Barkley video, look up YouTube when Barkley goes on a rant about Phoenix.
Okay.
You'll laugh till you cry.
Nice.
Guys, love the show. Talk to you later.
Appreciate you, Chuck.
As always. So we're going to keep rolling along. If you guys want to join the show, by the way, we can talk more Astros, more Rockets, or we can switch it up and talk other things. Again, HR&P listener line for calls and text 713-780-3776. And or hit us up on Twitter, as we are constantly checking our tweets throughout the show, and you guys are great about participating. Right now, I want to tell you about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. Fantastic program in Houston, supported by Houstonians, and it benefits kids trying to get an education in the city of Houston. So we keep it real, keep it in H-Town, and we generate everything that the program needs. It's real simple. If you're looking around, you got a clunker, a car, a boat, a motorcycle, a trailer, whether it's working or not, you've been meaning to get rid of it, you just haven't gotten around to it, well, this is what you do. You call the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program, HoustonCarsForKids.com on the internet, or 713-225-4226. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. That's all you have to do. They come see you. They bring a tow truck. They fill out the paperwork, and they get you a nice tax deduction. And if you mention ESPN 97.5, you also get a $50 gift card. So you get all that, and then you get the gift that keeps on giving, because on top of all those good things, you get the feeling inside of knowing you're contributing to the education of youngsters in the Houston area. Because there's Houston kids out there that are looking for a second chance to get an education. And it's not just about the books and classes. It's about, I need eyeglasses. I need book money. I need bus fare. Well, because of this program, the resources that they need are provided, because they turn your clunker into those resources so these kids can have a chance to graduate and move on to bigger and better things. So again, get your clunker working or not. Get on the phone. Let them know what you got and let them make a difference in the educational process of kids in the city of Houston. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right up the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I don't know where else you people can get this much fun for free on a daily basis, but we've had Barry Shirt, we've had Jeff Blum, we've had food discussions.
Somebody said Chuck sounded like Stone Cold Steve Austin. He kind of does.
He does every time he calls in.
We need to have Stone Cold's music play when Chuck calls. Just like, ksh, like the crashing.
Notice
the
Nick taking notes on that to make sure he does that next
Nick
time?
Nick doesn't care.
He ain't happy.
If I give a request to Nick, it's immediately ignored.
It's like a 10% chance that it'll happen.
Not even that high, let's be real.
9.5. Are you guys, like, you should be encouraged that you, when you're traveling these days, you're driving to your comedy shows. Because, dude, the more I watch stuff going on in airlines, when I'm not watching you put your mouth to a microphone just now, holy cow. It's like,
don't break the fourth wall.
Did you see these two guys going at it in this airplane that the video just surfaced the other day? I mean, and I can show it to you, but these two grown-ass men get into it on a plane. And I mean, it is all out, throwing missed haymakers,
throwing your hands up.
The guy that gets his ass beat the worst is the guy that gets arrested because he started it.
I'll tell you what, this is the rule, kids. You're going to fight someone, keep your hands up, because that dude almost got knocked out.
But he ain't done. He comes back and takes one more haymaker to the chin. But it's like, it just seems to me like the.
But what was the fight over? See, because there, by the grace of God, go I. Because if someone, I'm not saying I'm above fighting on a plane. I probably wouldn't. But it's possible.
AJ even said he wouldn't fight on a plane when all the first thing was going down with the one in Chicago.
If someone started it, if someone, like, you know, pushed me or said something to my wife, or yeah, I probably would. But I mean, again, it's a slim chance. But so what was, why did they fight? That's what I want to know. Why did they fight?
Getting it for you.
Oh, you don't know?
I had it up, and I pulled up the wrong article. I'm just saying, because it just seems to me these days, geez, here's Barry ripping me apart. I'm just saying.
Let's don't, like, even look
it used
it
to be, don't walk down a dark alley.
What are
now
the reasons?
It's like, don't get on a plane without expecting.
Reasons? Nick, what are the reasons you would fight on a plane? What would someone have to do to make you fight them on a plane?
They'd don't have even to look get, it up. They'd have to get physical. I'm looking at the, I was watching the video.
So they'd have to push you, touch you.
Yeah.
Okay. So if they just got sassy, you wouldn't fight them?
No. Why would I do that? We're at an airport.
I know, when you're on a plane.
On a plane, it's even worse.
Yeah, but so if someone was like, hey, man, bleep your mom, you bleeping SOB, you kiss my ass, bleeping and bleepity bleeping, and starts talking about your family.
I'd be very angry, but I don't know if I'd get physical.
Okay. Joel?
First of all, there's no word on what sparked the fight, but the airline people on All Nippon Airlines, as these people were flying from Japan back to the L.A., were saying that they were trying to make sure that the justice was served. I mean, I think I'm with you. I mean, obviously, my first line of defense is always my kid and my wife.
Uh-huh.
And, you know.
So someone talked about your kid.
Made a comment.
Yeah.
Laid hands. Yeah. Or, you know, I had it happen at NRG at the Wisconsin-LSU game a couple of years ago where drunk guy, we're in an elevator, and a guy just decides to, like, come at Lisa. And I was like, okay, all bets are off right now.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, just started, you know, being like, verbally
sugar?
Disrespectful, but
oh,
then,
not
but then
like
also, like,
her?
But, like, talk, no, and, like, talking like he was a big man on campus, like he wanted to start something. I was like, bro, you have no idea, but when these elevator doors open, if you continue with this attitude, I will do something about it. And he turns to his friend named, like, Bubba. He's like, you hear that, Bubba? You gonna let him do that to me? And I was like, Bubba, all I know is if I got to take you both on, I'll take you both on. But if he disrespects my wife like that, best believe I'm coming right at his ass right as soon as these doors open. And Bubba was cool when he came over to me and he goes, first of all, bro, I know you could take him. But second of all, he was being vulgar on the Jumbotron and his wife already beat the hell out of him once today in front of people. He goes, I don't think twice would be very advantageous to his relationship or his reputation. I was like, then he should probably shut his mouth.
Yeah, well, what'd he say?
I'm trying to remember all of it, but he just got really disrespectful and lippy over something really stupid. And I think it was because the elevator was packed. You know, at Reliant, when you're trying energy, when you're trying to get down from like the 200 and 300 levels,
yeah.
And they try and squeeze like sardines as many people as they possibly could into it. And I think he was trying to like say that Lisa shoved him or whatever, or got like. And say, first of all, in a lady,
she probably did. Though.
Be respectful. Let's be real. Of the lady.
Yeah,
but yet he was starting to, you know.
But she probably did shove him, right?
No, not first. No? But she could hold her own if she had to, if she was shoved.
Oh, okay. So she didn't just shove him?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, but it doesn't say what sparked the fight on the plane, but looking at the video, you can tell that the guy in the red shirt totally wanted to fight and was beside himself. And
the guy in the red shirt was the one that got his ass beat and got arrested.
The guy in the black shirt, he didn't swing unless the guy swung at him. He's like, this guy's crazy. We need to get him off the plane. And then when the guy would swing at him, then he would swing. Just to kind of defend himself.
So did you guys tweet this out for
I'm
our listeners
right
to
now.
Look at?
Yep, I'm tweeting
all right,
right
we'll
now.
Follow at Pac-Man Joel so you can see this. Nick, you ever had to defend your like family's honor or anything?
No.
No?
Why is that funny?
I don't know. I just don't know what he's trying to get at.
I am a man who will fight. Joel's the Karate Kid. For your honor.
I've been drunk at an airport and on a plane.
Where did
but
Miyagi
never...
and Helium come into huh? the equation?
You've been drunk on an airport? Oh, yeah, you told me this story. Yeah,
so, but I didn't act like that.
There's only one time when I felt I had to defend someone's honor and fight. I was pretty young, too. I was probably like 23, 24. It was my ex-wife. We weren't even married. We were just dating at the time. And I used to live in Conroe. I was a DJ at a country/not-country bar. There was only two clubs in Conroe, Texas. So you can imagine where this is going to Conroe, Texas, right? So My wife was a bartender. My mom owned the club, and then so we all close the bar down and we go eat. Well, in Conroe there was like two places to go have dinner. There was the Village Inn and the IHOP. So we go to the IHOP, and it's me, and we sit at a table. It's me, and my wife is across from me, and my sister is on that side of the table, and then there's another bartender sitting next to me, and they're all ladies. So it's three chicks and me. And then I don't know if it was a football team or what it was, but these big country-ass dudes come in and sit down on kind of the other side of us, but like the booths are side by side, but they kind of had the glass in between, mm-hmm. right? So at this one table is this dude and a chick and two more dudes, and I don't know, I didn't even notice really. I only know it was a group of them later, right? So I just see this table, and this one dude starts talking to my wife, and he's just like, "Hey, what's up?" And she's like, "Whatever." She's ignoring him, and he keeps saying something. And so she ignores him to the point where it pissed him off. So he turns to her and he kind of touches her on the shoulder. He goes, "Hey, little lady, I'll bleep you in the bleep in the backside," right?
What?
And he says it out loud. So I stood up. I was like, "All right, that's enough. Come on, let's go outside so I can whoop that ass." And when I stood up and he stood up, nine other dudes stood up with him. And all of them went, "Let's go." And I was like, "Oh, bleep."
Wow.
This is bad now. I was like, "Oh, okay." No, then it gets worse because my sister's a tough chick. Like, my sister's, she hits like a dude. Like, she's a big girl. She's not fat, but she's a big girl. Like a softball player kind of chick, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And she's strong. And, like, I've seen her, like, I would feel sorry for any woman that would fight my sister. Like, I bet my sister could beat up Nick. I really do. I think that's the case.
So Nick, now, up. You know where the question like, I'm going is. How many times she beat your ass?
A lot. Like, I can tell you she hits like a man because she has hit me plenty of times, and it feels like getting hit by a man. So
why'd you pick me out of the three people in this room?
Because I think she would, yeah. That's for obvious reasons.
Not nice.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, because I already seen her fight a girl, so I wouldn't pick Joel. I was using a man as an example.
I was going to say when they all sat down in the booth, it was ladies' night. So that's fine.
So she stands up with me, and she's got this bottle opener thing for beers. And she's I'm like, in my mind, I'm going, "I'm about to die." And my sister goes, "Well, come on, mother bleepers." And I'm like, "Well, now it's me and my sister, so I feel a little better." Because at least she fights like a dude, right? And my ex-wife was the one. Did I ever tell you all the story about how she beat the girl up on the freeway?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, you have.
So it's, so she can fight. So she's like, "Well, let's do this." So it's me and these chicks getting ready to fight nine dudes. And I'm just like, I am so bleeped. I am about to get the worst ass whooping of my life. And then out of nowhere, like, four guys that went to the club stood up and came over, and then the manager comes out, and he makes those dudes leave. And I was just like, I just avoided death. And then it got worse because they went to the—
Wouldn't they wait for you in the parking lot?
No, they ran them off, and they go to the Village Inn, right? So then my sister takes the car and goes where my brother-in-law and a bunch of guys, they had went to that other restaurant, and I don't know why, but they were all over there. So she goes, "I'm going to go get Brandon and his friends, and then that we'll bring them back over, and then that way if they come back or whatever." So as they go to the Village Inn, she's walking down the aisle to go get Brandon. She goes, "Hey, Brandon." She kind of sees him at the table and goes, "Come with me. There was a bunch of dudes that were going to beat up Barry." And then she looks, and at the table next to Brandon is the dudes. And she goes, "That's them." And they jump up and go after Brandon, who now has to take off running out of the restaurant. I'm like, why did you point him out?
That's awesome.
It was the worst. So then they run to the car. They jump in. And as they're driving off, one of the dudes runs out and kicks their window out of the back. It was crazy. It was the most insane thing. And but that's the only time I almost took an ass whooping. Let's be real. Nine dudes. I'll fight a dude one-on-one. Yeah. Nine dudes. No way. But yeah, that was...
You start with a negotiation? Like, okay, don't ever touch her again.
No,
you can't negotiate when it comes down to when you're.
Dude,
about
he
to
said
fight.
He would. He said he would have relations
yeah,
with my
that
wife.
Was pretty, you're right.
Backside.
Well, Nick, one like, thing's for
I'm
certain.
I'm not going to negotiate with a dude that says
no,
that
right.
to my
you're
wife's
right.
face
you're
when
right.
I'm right there.
I forgot about that.
No, it went 0 to 100. Like, yeah, you go 0 to 100.
One thing is for certain: the Laminack clan ran Conroe.
I don't know about that.
Well, it sounded like, you know, you You had it pretty much nailed down between the two spots after hours.
There. Why wouldn't I know that? It's not a big town.
I'm just saying, but you got peeps coming out of the people from the club and everything.
Knew me
back.
From the club. That's
how
all.
Many clubs total in Conroe?
Two.
Okay.
Yeah,
but it still is good. But how old were these guys?
Like I said, I didn't know if they were like high school
football players.
Because it was like a Friday night, so I didn't know if it was high school football players, if it was college football players. They may not have been football players at all. I just know they were as big as football players. Like the guy that said the stuff to my then girlfriend, but he was the smallest guy. So I felt pretty confident, even though back then I literally weighed like a 140 wet. Like I was a small dude, but I would still fight. But I felt confident in that dude because he was probably like your size, Joel. Like he wasn't huge, but he wasn't tiny. But then when all the other dudes stood up, I was like, oh no, they were the smallest one was probably 280.
That's always fun, the way it goes too, right? Like the smallest guy starts talking, but he's probably talking because you know he's got a brigade behind.
That's exactly what it was. It's exactly what it was.
Nick, you'd have gotten in there too. You just scrapped.
I would have jumped in. Hell yeah.
Your eye would have taken a few.
I would have jumped in.
Somebody asked if it was Dalton's. No, the club was called Daniels, and then they changed it to Celebrity Nightclub and Sports Bar or something like that. That's the one my mom owned.
All right, there you have it.
Yeah.
So we got a half hour left to go in the show. Plenty still to get to, and if you guys want to join in and chime in, 713-780-ESPN. Or hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Husa himself has got food in him, so he feels much better, but the fact that he
expressed
it...
Well, you guys turned me on talking that way.
I think you turned yourself on.
No, girl, you did.
He just did the hard clap and the guns up and the big noises and everything.
I didn't go guns up.
Yeah, these guns.
Oh, it was more of a, what is that?
Something saved for some time when God. No one else what is see
I
it?
Would have rather tweeted that out than what your, is pitch, that, than your
what
pink
is that?
Shirt.
When you bring the elbows to the sides. Oh, that's like a charging foul.
Or a blocking foul, you mean.
Blocking, yeah, whatever. Yeah, you know what the hell I meant. Nope. Don't get specific.
Nick, I want you to tell everybody that the Skeeters are in action tomorrow. Who are they playing?
I don't even want to say it.
Do it. Go, Nick.
Come on, Barry and I have our word that we get called.
Southern Maryland Bluecrafts.
Hey, good for you, buddy.
Southern Maryland.
Southern.
Instead of Southern.
Like, what do Southern people do? Oh, look at that guy. He's over there, Southern.
So Nick tells us during the break that we should all go to the Skeeters game tomorrow because it's at 9:30 in the morning.
And then I said, I'm not getting up that early, first of all.
And Nick and I live in Sugar Land. So we were like, yeah, it's no problem for us. We should do it. And then Nick tells me who they're playing. And I'm like, time out. Wait, what?
We got the funniest text of the day was when you were saying that I should have like negotiated with them first. So I texted the show and goes, Joe wanted Barry to tell dude, maybe not the backside. How about take her on a date first? Gosh, that's such a good text. Well done, whoever.
I just wouldn't. I mean, you got to defend your woman.
And whoa, backside, sir, please.
Yeah, that's
you
exactly
don't even
what
have to buy her a rose first. That's so funny.
You're like, dude, you owe her an apology, but if there's like a whole football team behind the dude, be like,
yeah.
If you reacted that way, do you think that would have calmed situations down?
If I would have made a joke?
Yeah.
Probably, but probably not because he was drunk too, so he wasn't going to change.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem when you're out in public with guys like that are drunk. It's a no-win situation. They're not going to modify their behavior no matter what.
And let's think about it.
Literally, the only thing that does that is handcuffs and the drunk tank.
Yeah.
Well, it's like and that also brave juice think about it. If you put it all into perspective, alcohol is involved, which is going to increase their confidence and also. If they were at the club, that means they didn't get what they were after. So they're bitter because they're not getting any. And they're lit up. So what are they going to do? Take out their emotions by wanting to fight.
Yep. Sounds like my weekend.
Sounds like
every
week,
every Saturday night.
Welcome to
That's why I come to game day in the morning
Nick.
All aggravated.
Because you're getting assholes.
Yeah. and I didn't score at the club like Joel said.
Yeah. Eric Resendez, I guess I owe him an apology. He said when he was today, I guess when you guys were talking about food and I was getting aroused.
Yeah.
He said he took his headphones out and his whole, what did he say? The whole, I guess he was in class or something. And they all heard me going, yeah, girl, yeah. So that's my bad.
That would have been, if that's true, that's hilarious.
That's my bad.
That's normally your deal, too.
I feel bad. What?
I tell people, when you say, oh, yeah, me and my wife text dirty all the time, you want some macaroni and cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. And then when I said, don't touch it, that's a thing. Have you never not seen that in a porn before?
Are you asking me specifically? Yeah, Nick, or are you asking?
Yeah, you. I'm not asking Joel. He's not allowed to look at that. His wife would lose her mind. Plus, it's 3:30.
The fact that Barry has he's never met my wife.
He's got enough going on at the house. I don't want to have to make it any worse. So, have you ever seen that? That's my favorite thing when they're just like, no, don't touch it. Don't touch it. That's the best.
She's like, what am I here for?
Yeah, no, like when it's over. He's like, oh, no. That's the best. That's so hilarious to me.
Is that a Southern thing?
Yeah, I guess it is. It's a Southern thing.
Oh,
supposedly. It is.
And your word is?
Especially.
Especially at night with the lights out.
Southern.
Yes. Like, maybe we should have a shirt when we get our show shirt, and on the back it should just be those three words.
When is that coming, by the way?
Supposedly, especially, and Southern.
I do like that orange color that we got, that orange ESPN t-shirt.
How about purple? How do you guys feel about purple shirt?
Yeah, like lavender, like you're wearing right now? The usual suspects?
Can we go deep V with them? Sell them to the listeners?
What did old girl call it?
I don't know.
It wasn't fuchsia. What was the other
magenta?
One? Magenta. Yeah. I think it's more magenta.
I'm good with that.
I like those shirts.
Jong said it was not pink, so that's all I care
about.
It's
not pink.
I was just messing with you. In certain lights, it does kind of look. It looks pinkish. I'm just saying.
On your track phone,
in
when
certain
you took
lights,
the picture,
you look like David
pink.
Fizdale.
Yeah.
What?
What?
No.
See, no. Then, yeah, right off the bat, and then no.
I thought you were making fun of him, so I was like, yeah, whatever he says, I endorse.
Yeah. Yes, what Joel said. What? No. Wait a
Nick
minute.
It brings up
Hold
an
on.
Interesting point.
Okay.
And I do like those ESPN shirts, the color, the orange with the blue astro-y.
The one that doesn't have our show.
Yes. When are we? We're still giving out shirts and people are clamoring for them. And it's everybody but us and
they're clamoring.
The show that used to be us.
They're clamoring.
Let's slow down on clamoring.
There's a lot of people that come to events that want a t-shirt.
Let's hold up on clamoring.
Regardless, should we not get some love here? Have we not had enough time pass?
Well, what pissed me off is they ordered a new run of them.
No, they did
not.
They without
got a
us?
Whole new run without our show on it. That shows you, bro, like, Shock had to buy one and he wrote Houston Game Day on it and with a Sharpie. That's how
Let's
bad
start
it was.
With the real injustice
and
here. Barry, Shock had to buy one.
Yeah, because he was like, but I'm actually on the show on Sundays. I have a show. And they were like, whatever, never heard of Sunday. Never heard
First
of it.
First time I did an appearance. And they were just dealing out shirts. And all of a sudden, I was like, yeah, you know what? Can I get one of those? Because my wife and her mom's in town. Can I get a couple of those? No, you get $5 shirt. I'm like, but I'm on the air here. I don't care.
I thought it was more expensive than that.
No, I think
yeah,
like
they said 20 to me.
I thought it was 10. Well,
5?
Mine was 5.
We're trashing our promotion side. We should stop right now.
We 10? Should. We're not on a damn show, and they just ordered another run. Michelle McDonald. Give us the whole back, at least.
Now we're never going to get a free t-shirt.
The views of Joel Blank do not necessarily reflect that
of
Barry
Laminack. Yeah, we need a disclaimer right now.
In regards to Michelle.
I've known Michelle for a long time. Come on, Michelle.
Nope. She makes
they
the wheels
They can change
turn.
The screen press.
I would much rather blame David Gow.
What?
Than to blame Michelle.
Yeah, now what you're hearing right now is the views of Barry Laminack
regarding David Gow are not necessarily, and in fact, aren't anywhere close to what Nick or Joel think.
That's a lie. You guys.
You got to stop doing impressions of him in the break, too.
When we planned this segment, you guys were like, yeah, we'll do the David Gow thing right after the show. I don't understand why you're bailing on me now.
Because the first thing that tips the listeners off that it wasn't true is when you said, when we planned this segment.
Well, that's
because that did not happen. Yeah. And it does not happen.
No.
And thankfully, we only have one more segment to plan.
What do you mean, thankfully? I feel like we're just getting going.
That's a great
here.
Show today. We're rolling along.
We're just getting it up. By the way, I'm very sad.
We're just getting it up.
I'm very sad. Yeah.
What?
The show. Why is everything sexual with you,
why,
Joel?
Why not?
Everything's got to go like seventh grade sex.
Right, because that's what our listeners like.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I didn't know
that's
that.
That's why you mentioned something sexual or with a penis.
No.
Nine what? Times out of ten.
A penis?
Yes.
What? What? That was, is that the Southern way to say it?
Southern. It's Southern.
Is that the Southern way to say
yeah.
it?
Try some Southern. Never going to say containers. That
word
again.
No, you are. You know what? My wife has a word she can't pronounce. She can't say cardboard.
What?
She says cordboard.
I struggled to say electricity for like the first 10 years, like 12 years of my life. It was
electricity?
Ridiculous. Yeah, I struggled
so much.
What did
you say?
I was like electricity or electricity.
I bet you were the dumbass that said buschetti, huh?
You know what?
You know or what? Winnie the Poop.
We got to go to break.
I bet you said buschetti. You had a P in there at the beginning. Buschetti, right?
No. Well, if you got P in your buschetti, you got more problems than how to say it. We got one segment to go. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4. One segment to go before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Zhang, and the Blitz.
To the dude who said I look like a cancer patient on the text line.
Let's be real. Just make sure you read the way it was said.
I know I'm a little thin.
Or Barry will get it because he chuckled very heartily as he left the studio. But Barry, why don't you say that we've gotten a few text messages?
Yeah, we have a few more here. One of them says, let Nick pick the color of the shirt for you guys because he looks like a cancer patient, so he could pick the color for awareness.
Not nice. Is that Beaumont?
That was 409.
Boy, I'll tell you what,
409
man.
Is more than just Beaumont. Galveston's 409, isn't it?
409's just mean-spirited.
Yeah. Oh, Michael Carroll says yes.
It's okay. So you don't know where it's from. Don't pin that all on our awesome Beaumont listeners. We got tons of love when we went to Beaumont.
Yes, we did.
So don't pin that on Beaumont, Nick.
People in Galveston are on
I
the beach.
I see why
cool.
No one likes you. God, why would you do that?
Because you're just sassy.
Boy,
I know.
You really got sassy this week. I don't know what happened.
There's no picture of me on the internet for him to make that accusation.
Yeah. Oh, there's not?
No, there's plenty. But
I was going to say, what?
Dude, people How found you your middle name. That?
Yeah, well, that was because Travis was sitting there lobbying for it.
That's true.
That's so creepy.
That's very true. Yeah. But that's what that is the scary part of the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, no, without a doubt.
All right, it's our last segment, bro, so get your rant warmed up.
Get my rant warmed up?
Get it warmed that's, up, man. Get the hot
air. You want
to
go first or you want me to go
no,
first?
No, you go.
It's not really a rant. I just wanted to find out where you guys stand on this because it... All right, it pissed me off. So maybe it is a rant.
See, it's a rant.
Maybe it is a rant.
Call and it
I usually just get these out of the way at the beginning of the show, but I wanted to get to this before it becomes too much of old news. But apparently there was a big wrestling to do a couple days ago. WWE had some sort of show. I don't know what it is.
Ask
what
do Patrick Creighton.
What do you call it? A skit? What it had a little skit session? What is that? I don't know what you call those. An event?
Yeah.
Like
was it like a big pay-per-view?
Yeah, like one of their big pay-per-view deals or
sure.
Like WrestleMania 67?
I have no idea. But I have a set of websites that I look at every morning. And
oh,
shout
I bet
out,
you do.
Shout out. And then I do my research for the
right,
show.
Yep.
But shout out to Fred Fowler, by the way. He hooked me up with he was like, "Here, use some of this to show prep. This will help you." So he gave me a bunch of great websites. And I'm looking at them and I get on the CBS Sports website, and they have on the front page, they have an article about the WWE results. And it immediately, I was like, why is this on the front page of a sports site? Wrestling is not a sport. It is an entertainment
venture. I like how you call it wrestling.
It is wrestling. That's what it is, because wrestling is a college sport by dudes in singlets and leotards. Who pin
they
each
call
other?
Them leotards.
Well, it's a singlets, But yeah. Wrestling is a sport, collegiate, Olympic, and so forth.
I kind of like that. I like the differentiation.
Wrestling is what Brock Lesnar did before he became an MMA fighter and then went back.
And cheated.
Wrestling does not belong on a sports page because it's not a sport. I would rather see the results from a bowling tournament than I would a wrestling skit.
Would you say it to Undertaker's face?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
I totally would.
John Cena.
He's the one that said I wouldn't ask Corey Brewer about his terrible shooting, and I did it on Radio Row.
I'm bigger than Corey Brewer.
Well, that's true.
That's a very valid point, Nick. Very
but
well
I still,
played. Yes.
I would still ask it. You know why? Because I'm a journalist, and I ask the hard-hitting questions.
Barry went right at Vern Troyer.
Yeah, I sure did.
And Vern didn't like it too much when he kicked that
ass. Damn right. Listen, Webster, let me tell you something.
Oh, wow. What you talking about, Vern?
Where do you guys fall on this?
I'm with you 100%. Look, I mean, ever since they had to come out and finally admit that it really wasn't a sport and it was basically more like a Broadway show.
It's all scripted. Everyone knows who's going to win except the people that
bought
tickets.
Yeah, but what about the physicality of it? Does it make it a sport?
So you know how to fall. You know how to fall.
But you call golf a sport?
That's like saying John...
Hey, whoa now.
That's like saying John Ritter.
I said it.
He was a physical comic. That doesn't make him an athlete. He would do all the fall downs. That doesn't make him an athlete. No. Are these guys physically fit? Sure. Are they tough? Can they take a fall, a planned fall? Yeah. Can they take a fake punch? You betcha.
And that's not a sport to you?
No.
It's not even close.
It's physical acting. It's what it is.
I totally agree.
Thank you. And it shouldn't be on the front page of CBS Sports. They have a whole like menu section.
Like
for
when
WWE.
When they used to be in the building and it was all like top secret and don't look and don't do this and don't go out in the bowl and don't watch what they're doing. It's like rehearsal for a Broadway show.
Would Shock agree with you?
I don't know. Probably not.
Surprise! You never talked about that.
We may have. Other than a few years in the NBA, it wasn't scripted. Like, you didn't know who was going to win.
No. Yeah. Because I remember.
What was the ref's name? Donahue. Yeah.
Tim Donahue.
Other than those couple of years when the NBA was picking who they wanted to win, yeah. No.
I don't mind going at the Rockets when they're wrong, but I ain't going at the NBA. I'm going to leave that one alone. They've been too good to me.
Well, whatever. I'll say it. I'm not scared.
Look, that didn't help. But I totally agree. I just think that, you know, if you want WWE results, go to the WWE webpage.
Yeah, or just put it in the entertainment section where it belongs, because that's what it is.
No one will find it.
It's entertainment. Now,
there's a lot of people in certain area codes that will remain nameless for now that believe that that's real.
ESPN, I kind of understand why, because they are the entertainment and sports network, so I can't even bitch that they cover wrestling. They'll have like Raw or whatever on the Sports Center, which drives me insane, but I get it. It's the entertainment and sports network. But CBS Sports, it's the front page of the sports section. It shouldn't be there. Wrong section, guys.
They're making that up, by the way. They're doing that just to keep the strange people away from it, but it is real.
I am impressed that it's longevity, because I lost interest about 10 years ago, maybe more, maybe less.
Are you asking me when you lost?
Yeah. I'm just saying, this is a long time since I was really that interested. I'm surprised that
the passion is still there, though. The
huge.
People that are fans are diehards.
Well, and I respect that, because these guys know that it's not real. They appreciate it for the entertainment value. I'm totally
right.
That's fine. I'm not
They're
judging
aware
you.
Of what it
I am
is.
Not judging you if you love wrestling. Let's not make that mistake. Like
right.
I don't like that. I get it. I get the appeal. I totally do, because it's fun and it's like the dude version of a soap opera almost, because of the different storylines and everything else. And there's just physicality involved in it. So I get
but
it.
Doesn't that break your heart?
No.
So say that was your favorite team and forever you were into every match and everything, and all of a sudden you find out they were laying down every now and then, and it wasn't real.
No,
wouldn't that bother you?
No, like I grew up watching wrestling. Like I've always told the thing about how I always wanted to be the Rock and Roll Express. Like that was my thing. Oh, I was that for Halloween. Like I loved the Rock and Roll Express. But then as I got older, I stopped watching it. And then when The Rock and Stone Cold came around, I watched again, because I was like, oh wow, look at this sport. It's because The Rock and Stone Cold
was a character.
Were
was,
entertaining. They yes. were funny. It was funny. And so that's why I watched it. And then that got lame and I stopped watching it again. So I get the appeal. Just don't mix it in with my sports and try to convince me it's a sport somehow. That I don't like. So you never said where you stood. I know where Joel stands. Where do you stand, Nick?
You're probably right. I don't think it's a sport. I just...
All right. So we all agree CBS shouldn't have.
But I, honestly, I don't think there's other, you know, I might get into trouble. Golf, I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Someone's going to beat your ass.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Sorry.
Someone's going to beat your ass with a five iron.
First of all, you said golf, not golf.
Golf, golf.
Dude, that's a Southern thing.
It's a Southern.
There you go.
Where'd you play golf? In the Gulf. It's a Southern thing. All right, so that we don't pull a Granado, we're going to get out of here on time. We're going to turn it over to the Blitz. Fred, AJ, and Jong are next. We will talk to you again tomorrow, same time, same channel, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. I assumed you knew.